This is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. One of the best ways to get good at job hunting is to talk to people who do it well. That's why once a month, I interview a MaxList reader who found a job they love. Our guest today is Rowena Paz Norman. She's the strategic planning manager at Tillamook County Creamery Association. It's a farmer-owned dairy cooperative headquartered in Tillamook County, Oregon. Rowena Paz Norman believes in the power of experimentation. In a story you can find on the MaxList website, Rowena says a return to school and a willingness to take risks helped her move from jobs in sales and partnerships into a new career in strategic planning. Why do you love your job, Rowena?
I love my job. Beyond the cheese and ice cream that I get to eat all day, I find my work to be incredibly interesting, challenging, and meaningful. With part of my work, I manage and provide insight to our strategic growth and business development opportunities. So for example, I am leading our international branded business exploration. We have fascinating problems to solve, and I get to eat cheese and ice cream all day. Not a bad day.
No, that's a wonderful diet, and you're at a great place to do it. Let's talk about how you came to work at Tillamook, Rowena. You had an impressive career in business development and sales. You were at Google and then at Feeding America. It's a national network of more than 200 food banks. Why did you want to stop doing sales and business development and change careers?
Part of it was recognizing I wanted more from my career, and I was capable of more. And while I had climbed the ladder at Feeding America and at Google, I was progressing like I quote unquote should in terms of making more money or moving up the ladder. I realized I just wasn't being challenged or fulfilled in the same way, and I wanted to find out. There has to be something more. There has to be something different out there. And with that, I decided to go back to school at Portland State to get my MBA. And while I was at school, I discovered there's this entire world of strategy that I didn't even know was a thing, where what I love is being able to see the possibilities and see the big picture as well as the details, and working with people and executing a plan to reach that goal. And I discovered you could actually get paid for this. And my journey from school to Tillamook actually started by being an intern. I was a 36-year-old intern, becoming friends with the 19-year-old undergrad interns. But that experience really helped open the door to me of this is what strategic planning is like, not just academically, but in the real world, and discovering this is a career and it's a really rewarding and meaningful career. So starting from intern to now getting to do this for my real job has been an incredible journey.
It is a remarkable story. Let's step back and talk about that decision to go to school. Sometimes when people want to make a change, they jump into a job search. Why did you choose graduate education instead?
I decided to go back to school just by starting at Portland Community College, just exploring. I knew I wanted more for my career, and I wanted to beef up on skills such as finance or accounting that I just didn't have exposure to or knowledge through my day job in business development. And through these just even small experiments through the community college, discovering this is interesting and relevant skills I can develop, but also having people invest and see my potential and helping me discover that. So my professor in accounting at Portland Community College said, I need to go back and get my MBA. So Professor Lisa was the one who really inspired me, saying, you have the capacity and ability to do more. Getting a graduate degree will really help you achieve your goals and discover more than what you're currently doing.
Going back to school involves risk. You gave up a job and a steady paycheck. How did you manage that risk, Rowena?
A lot of it was due to a great partnership I have with my husband. I'm very grateful that we made the financial and personal decisions so I could manage those risks. So just tactically, for example, we moved to a cheaper apartment, so we would be able to live off of one income. Just having the financial stability to be able to say, hey, I want to make decisions that are greater than money, was really meaningful. And having the financial freedom to take those risks is priceless. And this is something when I encourage job seekers, just thinking about what do you need financially, not what do you want. It can be very easy to keep up with, I need the bigger house, I need the better car as you move up with your paycheck. But sometimes those can turn into golden handcuffs. And by making the financial choices to live within our means, and I recognize there's a huge privilege that we have that we can even do this, but making those decisions really gave me the financial freedom to do things not for money, but instead to do what was right for me. The other thing beyond having the financial ability to take risks, I think the other big one is having just that emotional space to take risks. And through a lot of support and therapy and personal growth, just recognizing my job does not determine my worth. My title and pay do not make me who I am. That helped me take the steps to start all over again as an intern. And being an intern is hard. It's humbling. You're starting at the bottom all over again. And just there's so much you don't know. But having that emotional space to take those risks opened up a whole new world that for me, I love my job. How many people can say that? Where I get to help build Telemux International business and launch into new markets and create something from nothing. And that work is thrilling and meaningful and exciting to me. Also very, very hard. But I wouldn't want it any other way.
I want to talk more about that internship, but one last question about your educational journey. You started by taking classes at Portland Community College. It's a great school. Often people will go straight into a graduate program. Why did you start at the community college, Rowena?
Part of it was just experimentation. I didn't know I would like accounting or finance. Actually, I still don't. Not my favorite classes, but they're important. But having the community college really let me dip my toe in without having to make the large financial and time commitment. So just having that accessibility and approachability of the community college really helped me get the foundational skills that I wanted, but also just helped me discover, like, is this something I want to invest in? Because a graduate degree is a lot of work and a lot of money. And by starting at the community college, that really helped me explore, like, what's even out there, do it in a lower cost, lower risk way, that once I figured out, oh man, this is something I want to do, this is something that's really meaningful to me, then that helped me make the decision with greater certainty of, okay, I do want to invest in this for the long term.
Let's talk about that internship. You were mid-career in your mid-30s. You'd been in the workplace for about 15 years. What was it like being an intern in your mid-30s?
It was definitely an interesting experience. I actually did two internships as part of my graduate degree. My first internship was at an investment bank because I really enjoyed my mergers and acquisitions courses. I love my strategy courses. So I wanted to find out, hey, is this investment banking thing, is this my next career? I discovered the hard way. It is not. But having, I remember working with 23-year-old guys who were finance majors who had just a lot more experience with me than I did building models, and taking instruction from them, learning from from their experience in education, even though I was 15 years older than them. Very humbling. But at the same time, I learned from them as well. And that experience really helped open my eyes to, I am not above doing any job. I am capable of learning and I want to learn. And that openness and I think that humility is incredibly important. Because when you're starting over, you don't know. And that's something where with my previous work, I was the expert. I was the best in building partnerships. I knew what I was doing. But with a career shift, you're starting over. And having that ability to learn and have that humility really opens up new pathways for you. That internship also helped me understand what was most important to me. I learned through that internship, investment banking isn't the right fit for me, just from a culture and work-life balance standpoint, not the right fit. But I wouldn't have been able to figure that out without the internship. Whereas at my time at Tillamook, I reported to the VP of strategic planning, doing really interesting and meaningful projects right off the bat, working on supporting operations projects that were key to our CEO's strategic priorities as an intern. So really being thrown into the job, getting that experience and recognizing, at least from a culture standpoint, Tillamook is a place where people are smart and driven and kind. And that's not a combination you find everywhere. And people love to eat as much as I do. So being exposed through those internships to what's important to me, what is the culture like, and just finding out more about myself of what's important, those internships were incredibly valuable. And I still think my most valuable title today is Rowena Boz Norman intern, because of learning the importance of humility and willingness to learn and do the work that's necessary. Those are lifelong lessons that will stick with me.
Your second internship was at Tillamook, as you said, and it led to the job you have now. What advice do you have for a listener who might hope an internship will lead to a job offer?
I think two things. One, the internship is an opportunity for you to learn about the organization and the work as much as it is for you to learn about them. So it's a two-way street. The other thing is just make yourself valuable. Do the work that is going to add to the overall objective and goals, whether it's small things of making sure like a conference room is set up. As I still remember, even being older in my career, just like having that importance of like getting those small details right, to making sure you're prepared, making sure you're working hard, and just asking questions. This is the beautiful thing I think about internships is, You're there to learn. You're there to ask questions. And I give a lot of credit to my boss, who saw that while I didn't have formal strategic planning experience, I was smart and I worked hard. And being able to show during your internships that, hey, you are curious and you're willing to do the work, that speaks volumes. Skills like learning how to build a P&L, or how to do a financial model, those can be taught. Having the work ethic and drive and curiosity, those are much harder for a manager to teach. And that's what I think really made me stand out at the internship, leading to the full-time position.
Well, it's been a great conversation, Rowena. Now, what's your number one job hunting tip?
I think giving yourself the space emotionally and financially to take those risks is really important. Though that space really helped me take the risks and the leap to make the shift I did. I think the other big thing is believing in the possibility. It can be so easy of like, things can't change. This is how things are, or I can't do it. It's too hard. But really believing in that possibility, things can be different, and holding on to that, that can really help you go through the hard times, go through the slog, that things can be different, and believe in that possibility.
Thank you for sharing your story, Rowena. To learn more about Rowena Paz Norman's job search, visit maxlist.org/stories. And check out the MaxList website for dozens of other success stories. On the second Friday of every month, we add a new interview with a MaxList reader who has found a dream job. Go to maxlist.org/stories. In the meantime, thank you for listening to today's bonus episode of Find Your Dream Job. This show is produced by MaxList. Susan Thornton-Hoff schedules our guests and writes our newsletter. Lisa Kislin-Barry Anderson manages our social media. Our sound engineer is Matt Fiorillo. Ryan Morrison at Podfly Productions edits the show. Dawn Mole creates our transcripts. And our music is by Freddie Trujillo. This is Mac Pritchard. See you next week.